Want to do Up and Running first?
Yeah.
How's that sounding?
Welcome to Interlochen Public Radio's Studio A, featuring intimate performances and conversations in IPR's renowned production studio with some of the world's finest musical artists. Join us next for a behind-the-scenes glimpse into the lives of these extraordinary performers.
Grammy Award winner Bob James is well known for his jazz music, but recently premiered his new piano concerto. And since December, he has had his piano at Interlochen Public Radio. That's because he recorded a new album with Nancy Stagnita, flute instructor at Interlochen. And the duo is about to premiere their new work at a concert in the Dendrinos Chapel and Recital Hall here on the Interlochen campus. Now, fittingly, the album is called In the Chapel, in the Moonlight, and they're here with us in Studio A to give us a preview of what they're working on. Bob and Nancy, thank you so much for coming in.
Hi, Kate. Thanks for having us.
It's a pleasure and a privilege and an honor, and it's just sentimentally nice to be back here because we spent so much time recording here last month.
Let me ask you, what came first? Was it the partnership between you two or the music?
Actually, I went to one of Nancy's recitals at the Dendrinos Chapel. Loved it, loved her playing, and hadn't actually officially met her at that time, but I immediately started to imagine her playing this classical piece of mine, which I hadn't played in 20 years, but it was sort of back on the shelf somewhere, and I knew it was a good piece, and I thought it might be a good way of introducing myself to her. So when I approached her with an introduction to compliment her on her recital, I said, I just happen to have this piece that I'd love to have you take a listen to and see if you might want to play it.
And is the piece on the record?
Sure is.
Yes,
it's called Odyssey.
And then for you, Nancy, I mean, it must have been kind of cool having Bob James come
absolutely
up and say, "Let's play."
Yes, I can still remember being backstage after my recital, and it's so nice when people come back and want to say hello. And a friend of Bob said, "I'd like you to meet Bob James." And I thought, "Wow, I had no idea Bob James was at my recital." So it was quite a thrill for me. I've been a fan for a long time, and it was a great honor to have him there and to think about playing not only his piece but just playing together. So
you talked about this classical piece, and then you got started there. Then what happened?
Well, I'm a little vague as to how it escalated, but it certainly did. It really escalated. I discovered that Nancy not only was a great classical player, but she also played jazz as well, which made me feel that we would have something in common trying to bridge between those two worlds, which is a big favorite thing of mine, to sort of try to break down barriers and to prove to audiences that jazz doesn't have to be casual and classical music doesn't have to be stiff or pure or reverent. So we could be irreverent with classical music and we can be a little reverent with jazz, or everything in between.
Yeah, and for me, I had been looking for a long time for ways to combine my classical training, my classical background, and my love of jazz and playing jazz. So this has been a perfect collaboration for that.
So what are you going to play for us first this morning?
The first thing we'll play is a medley of two tunes that are on the album, will be in the concert, and one of them is called Bijou, written by Bob. Beautiful, sort of cinematic, lovely, romantic piece. The second one is written by me. It's a jazz blues called Scrapple from the Chapel. And Bob took them both and sort of interwove them in a great arrangement that we have a lot of fun playing and we hope you enjoy listening to. Thank you.
Oh, that's so cool. Okay, I have some questions to ask you about that. I love that. Now, did you intend, as you were writing these two pieces, both of you, did you intend them to go together, or did you write them independently and say, aha?
Yeah, they were very independent at first. And I'll start off the description by saying that I had this piece that I'd never performed, and it was a kind of a work in progress. And I was thinking of it as if I was writing a movie theme for some kind of a romantic movie that doesn't exist except in my head.
Right.
So it was a theme for a non-existent movie with a different title, Cinema Romantico, at that time, which eventually got shortened to make it more local, and I call it now Bijou. And I played it for Nancy with the idea that maybe if she liked it, I might be inspired to finish it. And she did like it, but I was struggling and frustrated and was almost ready to give up on it.
And I finally got around to showing Bob this blues that I wrote. At that time, it was called the Bird Brain Blues for multiple reasons, which may or may not be obvious. But a little reference to Charlie Parker, known as the bird, and also because the flute in the classical repertoire is always known as representing the bird. Peter and the Wolf and Firebird and all those things. So Bob took it and ran with it. And all of a sudden, we had a piece that came out of it, and the new title, Scrapple from the Chapel, just really fit our project.
Now, I'm curious, because you've mentioned the word pure more than once. What is it? What is pure music or pure jazz?
that's a hard one. I guess each of us might define that in our own way. Pure in terms of classical music means, I guess, to me, true to the page. Certainly never only on the page, but true to the page. And for me, as someone who came to playing jazz later in my career and life, I know that what it did for my classical playing was take the purity and just expand it. At least that's my hope.
Now, you have your piccolo out. That tells me we've got another piece of music coming.
Yes, we do.
What is next, friends?
So I wrote this piece called J.S. Bop. that is very reverent in my way of thinking to the person that we, all of us, get inspiration from, Johann Sebastian Bach. And so I am paying tribute to him in some way. But hidden inside this piece, which I hadn't actually planned to talk about until now I'm on the spot today, so I think I will talk about it a little bit,
all right,
is that hidden in this theme that I did, based a little bit on me trying to write my version of Johann Sebastian, is the melody to In the Chapel in the Moonlight, which does not appear on our recital program, even though it's the title of the recital. Many of our older patrons will remember this song by Patti Page that was back in the 1950s, I think, or 60s, a big hit recording at that time, which we only came up with this weird idea because it had the word chapel in the title, and it sort of set a mood, and we thought it would be a kind of a strange way to introduce people to our recital by giving the recital a title. Instead of recital, it's In the Chapel in the Moonlight. And so hidden in this theme, which probably you wouldn't hear, but it was just a starting point for me, is the melody to In the Chapel in the Moonlight by Billy Hill, not by Bob James, but I've kind of perverted it enough so that I can put my name on it instead of his. And it also features Nancy on the piccolo, which we wanted to do. And other than that, I guess we better try to play it as purely as we possibly can.
Better, yeah. And for me, before I moved here to Interlaken 13 years ago, I spent a long time playing piccolo in the Baltimore Opera. And so having played Puccini and Verdi and all those great composers, now I get to play a little jazz piccolo. So
cool.
That's a lot of fun. And I will say, too, the J.S. Bop is in tribute by Bob to J.S. Bach, but also to J as in James, S as in Stagnita. So there we go.
Nice. Thank you. great. I don't think I've ever heard such a beautiful trill on a blue note before. Bob James and Nancy Stagnita. This is going to be In the Chapel, In the Moonlight, the concert premiering the new works, launching the CD, this whole collaborative process coming together in the Dendrinos Chapel and Recital Hall. That's Saturday, March 4th at 2:30 and 7:30 p.m. And for tickets, you can go to tickets.interlochen.org or call the box office at 231-276-7800. Bob and Nancy, best of luck to you, and thank you so much for sharing this preview with us. It's so exciting.
Kate, we thank you, too. We can feel your enthusiasm, and that's what it's all about for us. If the music gets across to someone, it doesn't really mean anything until it's been heard.
You've been listening to Studio A. Today's program was engineered by Brock Moorman. This is Interlochen Public Radio.